You're listening to WXXE Fenner Syracuse, Community Radio for Central New York. 90.5 is Double X.
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow and daffodils have their fun, where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade away in the glow of the evening. Peace when the day is done. If I go there real late, let my mind meditate on everything to be done. If I search deep inside, let my conscience be my guide, then the answers are sure to come. Don't have to worry. Life's true meaning comes to you, and the freedom you seek is won. Peace is for everyone. Peace is for everyone. Peace is for everyone.
Tune in right here to WAER at 6:50 for countdown to tip off.
Question me. He refused my exit permit. said my answer did not show that I'd learned my lesson about responsibility. Thus suddenly I was forced to start thinking on the thing. And later when I was permitted to emigrate, I must have been asked 100 times where I was, what I did in those years. Hitler ruled our state. I said I was a child, but most a teenager. But that only continued the questioning. They'd ask, where were my parents? My father, my mother, and this I could not answer a thing. The seed planted there, Nuremberg, 47. Started to sprout and grow. Gradually I understood what that verdict meant to me. When there are crimes that I can see and know, and now I also know what it is to be charged with mass guilt. Once in a lifetime is enough for me. No, I couldn't take it second time, and that's why I am here today. The events of May 25th, the day of our protest, put a small balance weight on the other side. Hopefully someday my contribution to peace will help just a bit to turn the tide. Perhaps I can tell my children 6, later on their own children, that at least in the future they need not be silent when they're asked, where was your mother?
None can hear my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen, for I am dead, for I am dead. I'm only 7, although I died in Hiroshima long ago. I'm 7 now as I was then. When children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by a swirling flame. My eyes grew dim, my eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by the wind. I need no fruit, I need no rice, I need no sweets, nor even bread. I ask for nothing for myself, for I am dead, for I am dead. All that I ask is that for peace. You work today, you work today, so that the children of the world may live and grow and laugh and play.
When I was a little boy, I lived with my stepfather and my mother at Dayton, Ohio, a little village called Greenmont Village, right at the edge of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. My stepfather was in the U.S. Army Air Corps. I remember when I was little, we'd stand in the schoolyard and play ball. The airplanes would take off from Wright Pat, flying very low. And we'd look up and stop what we were doing, drop our bat and our ball, and start jumping up and down and waving. Well, if the pilot was looking down, he'd see those little kids down there waving at him, and he'd dip a wing. It made you feel like something to have a whole airplane dip its wing to you. In 1947, the whole family moved out to Salt Lake City, Utah. It's there that I learned about another airplane called the Enola Gay. It used to fly low over the schoolyards and parks in Salt Lake on its dummy bomb missions. It would swoop low over the salt flats and land at a little windswept village called Wendover out on the Utah-Nevada line. Well, one day, the Enola Gay and its sister ship, the Boxcar, took off from Utah, and they flew to Tinian Island in the Marianas. And from there, one day, Enola Gay took off and bombed Hiroshima. The next day, the boxcar bombed Nagasaki. As was the prerogative, and still is, of any commander, you can name your craft whatever you want. Commander Claude Tibbetts, flying the Enola Gay, named the airplane after his mother.
Look out, look out. From your schoolroom window, look up, young children, from your play. Wave your hand at the shining airplane. Such a beautiful sight is Enola Gay. It's many a mile from the Utah desert to Tinian Island far away. A standing guard by the barbed wire fences that hide the secret of Enola Gay. High above the clouds, in the sunlit silence, so peaceful here I'd like to stay. But there's many a pilot who would swap his pension for a chance to fly Enola Gay. What is that sound? High above my city, I rush outside and search the sky. Now we are running to find the shelters. The air a sirens start to cry. What will I say when my children ask me, where was I flying upon that day? With trembling voice, I gave the order to the bombardier of Enola Gay. Look out, look out, from your schoolroom window. Look up, young children, from your play. Your bright young eyes will turn to ashes in the blinding light of Enola Gay. I turn to see the fireball rising. My God, all I can say. I hear a voice within me crying, My mother's name was Enola Gay. Look out, look out, from your schoolroom window. Look up, young children, from your place. Oh, when you see those warplanes flying, each one is named Enola Gay.
Disappear. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, come and look and see what I have found. A little ways away from here, while digging in the ground. Come away, Melinda. Come in and close the door. That ain't nothing but a picture book. They had before the war. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, come and look Daddy, hurry, do. There's someone in my picture book who's all grown up like you. Oh, come away, my sweet Melinda. Come in and close the door. That someone, she's a mommy, like you had before the war. Oh, Daddy, 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 come and look. There's lots of little Melinda girls inside my picture book. Come away, Melinda. Come in and close the door. You know, honey, there were lots of girls like you before the war. Daddy, tell me if you can, why can't we have things the way they were before the war began? Come away. Come in and close the door. Honey, the answer lies in yesterday, before they had the war.
After the war came the barking of dogs. After the war, there was chaos. No silence of peace against nightmare. After the war came another war. After war, after war, after war, after a war, comes another. The badge of the assassin, hailing heroic. The victory of the saints, while conspirator smiles are hidden by constraint. The ghost of betrayal haunting hideous. The master's brutal name, while theological specters bless this cursed game. War after war, war after war, after this war comes another.
Ignited by ignorance, unfought, because no one is fighting anymore. Because no one lives there yet, so they don't even know. They're not even born. We can't fight for them. We can't fight for ourselves anymore. That's why.
The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war!
Out the window went the perfect past. A participle, a particle, an atom to smash and smash and smash again. Didn't we know ourselves when? Didn't we used to be friends?
The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war!
We're losing already. Losing everything. Our daydreams, our magazines, swirled shut with pride, giving us color slides, airbrushed faces. Women with powdered names. Television gives us violent fits. Men prove worthy of our fear. Their strength diminishes more every year as they side with the enemy and give up their spears. Abandoned women and children are left here alone to fight the future.
The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war! The future is a war!
Have we already lost? Our weapons are no good no more. Sink, sink, sink. Sink down in your holes. Slide down. Drugged and drunk and broke. So you won't ever know.
The future is a war! 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 The future is a war!
WXXE 90.5 FM, Fenton, Syracuse.
Radio for the rest of us.
Shells to crawl into like Bert the Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. Paul and Patty know this. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. Duck and cover. Atta boy, Tony. That flash means act fast. Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You.
And you.
And you.
And you.
You.
And you.
And you.
And you.
Duck and cover.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
You're the devil of the guns. You're the devil of the death plans. You're the big bomb. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind desks. Just want you to know I can see through your mask. Never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn on fire when the fast bullets fly. And Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Well, what can be? But I see.
America, nor the world community of nations, can tolerate deliberate deception and offensive threats on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security to constitute maximum peril. Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift, that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons with great care, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge. Our own strategic missiles have never been transferred to the territory of any other nation under a cloak of secrecy and deception. And our history, unlike that of the Soviets since the end of World War II, demonstrates that we have no desire to dominate or conquer any other nation or impose our system on its people. Nevertheless, American citizens have become adjusted to living daily on the bullseye of Soviet missiles located inside the USSR or in submarines. In that sense, missiles in Cuba cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again.
They dropped the bomb in 45 to end the world war. No one had ever seen such a terrible sight before. And the world watched with eyes wide to see where it would lead. As the politics of power passed around the seed, it was a time to remember that we never can forget. They were playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Power of their progress was inspired in their blood, making nuclear explosives out of isotopic mud, to expand upon their methods to improve and to refine, using all the mighty resource of their scientific mind, speaking always of the enemy who lurked across the seas while moving in among us like a carrier disease. Heroes like the saviors of our modern human race, with radiation halos that hung above their face, were the key to the sure cure and treatment of our ills. A hot shot of cobalt in a bucket full of pills, and the ones that died of fallout but fell along the way, well, they were too far gone, they would have died anyway. Down deep inside the bunkers of the concrete and lead, Einstein's disciples working steadily ahead, building heavy metal power plants to fire the city lights. And all you hear is the underground humming in the night, and the walls of tight security circle all around where they spill out all the poison and they bury it in the ground. Holed up in the harbors, hidden secretly away, the warheads and the submarines await to make their play, and the military masterminds improve on their designs, while the soldiers get all built up and stumble through the lines, and the leaks in the water get carried by the tide. They call it national security, I call it attempted homicide. Governors and statesmen on congressional pay, quick to please the hand that feeds, they are careful what they say. They call out experts to assure us and wave their magic wands. This is the power of the future, and the future marches on, and they gather up their favors and political gains while the spills fill the rivers and settle in the plains. The minds behind them, they are riddled full of holes. They are not to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight is twisted with the glory of their careers, and the heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. And to listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, it's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Those who brought the deaths of millions, for it was their stock and trade, they are afflicted with the fallout that they themselves have made. They have sealed their own inevitable doom, and it shall surely come, and not even the moons of Jupiter will be far enough away to run. When the world that they've assaulted begins to turn around, and the unavoidable gravity pulls them to the ground.
Lined up with the target. When I clutched in with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima within my bomb sight. Then I clutched in and took the run, and I felt the bump of the airplane. I was greatly relieved because I knew the unit had gone from the airplane that we had successfully delivered. It meant so much to the Army Air Forces, American science and industry.
Fighting boy's prayer. Oh, it went up so loud it
must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth.
Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
When the clouds open up over the target at Nagasaki, the target was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. He wants me to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler the sonny boy don't mean him no good. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. Well, all right. Because I know I have got to go. I've got the victory blues. Because I know I have got to go. Not to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
I'm Oscar Brand, welcoming you this evening to Newport, the storm center of New England. I'd like to sing for you Vern Partlow's Atomic Talkin' Blues, which I learned 32nd hand. I'm gonna preach you a sermon about old man Adam, and I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Dradham. Don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve mated, but I do mean the Adam science liberated. You know, Einstein said he was scared. Einstein says he's scared, I get scared. Green is not my natural complexion. Stop the world, I want to get off. Scared of the atom bomb, all you got to do is get the people in the world together with you. Because if you don't get together and do it, well, one of these days you're going to get shot to hell, and that is no future for a growing boy. The moral of my sermon I'm trying to say is that the atom bomb is here to stay. It is going to stay fixed, that's plain to see. But oh, my dearly beloveds, are we? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men can be cremated equal. You know, life used to be a simple joy, and the cyclotron a super toy. You get born and live and sometimes marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary. But it was one of them four-letter words they're always talking about. And some science boys from every clime, they got together and they worked for overtime. Worked and they worked, and when they were done, why, they're harnessed up the power of the doggone sun. They were splitting atoms. You could hear them in the universities. Hey, mama, look, I'm splitting an atom. The diplomats are still splitting hairs. Then the Jingo boys, they put on a show to turn back the clock on the UNO to get a corner on atoms, maybe extinguish every doggone atom that couldn't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms, they said, America's for American atoms. But the Atoms International, spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah and even Siberia. And whether you're black, white, red, or brown, question is the same when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that is the question. It isn't a question of military data, like who gets the fustest with the mustest atom. It's the people of the world must decide their fate, stick together or disintegrate. It's up to the people, because the atom don't care. He just flits around as free as the air. He doesn't give a darn about politics or who gets whom into whatever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Well, I come to the end. I hope I made it clear about what you got to do and what you got to fear. I'm finished now. Here's my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
WXLT 91 FM, Fenner, Syracuse.
Radio for the rest of us.